Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's end the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. You think it's easy being a talk show host? Some days, like today, nothing to talk about. What are we going to do? You know, do you like rye bread? Do you like white bread? Tops, Wegmans? I don't know. Maybe we'll just do a an oldies show or something with great songs and great oldies. Hang in there. It's Beach and Company. Well, this has been the longest gestation period short of an elephant because it's been over 2 years now that this has been going on, and today should be the culmination of it, but it won't be. One of the questions I want to ask you You and I will be here till 9:30, and then at 9:30, Attorney General Barr will have a press conference. It's unknown whether the president will have a press conference. He suggested he might. I'm thinking if he suggested he might, he probably will, okay? The Mueller report will come out sometime after that press conference. We don't know exactly when because they haven't told us when. So we got a full docket here. But what amazes me, just amazes me, no matter what side you're on, and take it from me, that you can believe it, that there are two sides. This is a very serious issue, and it's going to be fought right down to the finish line. But today won't be the finish line. If there is anything in this that they think they can grab and chew on for a couple of years, that's exactly what the Democrats will do. I would hope that this will answer a lot of questions. Now, because of the law, and let's be clear on this, because of the law, portions had to be redacted, all right? But from what we understand, there was minimal redaction. However, the way the Democrats are going and the way they've been going, if there's one redaction, that will be the one. That would be the information we would need to get him impeached. So let's listen. And I'm sure all the cable channels and all the radio and TV and all the newspaper editors are there getting a hold of everything. And when they finally hand over the report, it'll be interesting because I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be involved. They're not going to have one person read it. There'll be a tables full of people, and they'll be assigned different pages, and that's the way it'll be. It'll be really, hopefully thorough, but definitely fast. So it should be an interesting morning. So I want to ask you, before we go to the 9:15 break, the first press conference with Barr is scheduled at 9:30. One would hope that it's on time. They usually aren't. However, this one was announced yesterday, and so by announcing it yesterday, one would assume that they would have their act together and start right at 9:30. The world's press will be there, believe me, waiting for them to start. But before we go to the break, I want to ask you this question. Do you think that once this is released, this will put an end to it? Or do you think this is going to continue to go on? And this is worse than the Energizer Bunny. Go on, go on, go on, until eternity. Yes, congratulations, your wife told you she's pregnant, and they're still investigating. And then she says, hey, we're going to go to the college graduation of our son, and they're still investigating. And then you go to the college graduation of our son's son, and they're still investigating. This thing is not going to die quickly, in my mind. There will be something that they will question, because look at the feel they have to work. If there's no words that they can see on in this document that they possibly can question, there's what they can't see. And what you can't see always drives your imagination, doesn't it? Because you can go to the nth degree because you don't know you're wrong. Plain and simply, you can't see it. So why not go out for it? And I've never seen such a group that is so willing to declare something is wrong and they haven't seen it yet. That's the key. That is the key. It's like a blind date. Well, you're probably more likely to be right about a blind date. That's a bad example. But yes, they're already picking it apart. It hasn't been made public yet. They don't have it yet. So that's basically where we are. But I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Tell me if you think this is going to end it, or is it going to be a continuation? And tell me what you think is going to be in it. On News Radio 930, WBEN. About 10 seconds from now, we'll be joining an update to see exactly where we are. We'll be joining the network, and we'll have you covered all day long. No need to go anywhere else. We'll be back after this.
In just moments from now, Attorney General William Barr will present his interpretation of the redacted Mueller report. The special counsel's findings, though, into Russian meddling in the 2016 election won't be released publicly or to members of Congress for a few more hours. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce says it's creating controversy on Capitol Hill.
Democrats are furious. They are questioning Barr's independence and accusing him of waging a media campaign to benefit the president. Democrats say he needs to cancel his press conference this morning. And a short while ago, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said that the only way to restore public confidence, they say, in this investigation is for Mueller himself to come and testify on the Hill as soon as possible.
The 400-page redacted report is expected to be color-coded and broken down into categories: grand jury material, classified material, ongoing investigations, and anything that could hurt the privacy or reputations of people who are not charged. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And we are back, so the Democrats are furious. I'm sorry. They're furious. Nothing's been made public yet. But they're furious. They are absolutely, they've been furious for 2 years. How long can you sustain furiosity? I'm just wondering. They're furious every day. They wake up furious. And they're always depicted as furious people. I wish they were more serious and less furious. Because I think anybody that voted for them should be furious, because they're not doing the people's work at all. All they're doing is a lynch mob for the president. It's been this way since the beginning. It's a let's go get them, whatever we can do. And when they haven't been able to do it, they get more furious. So I think maybe furious is the right description of them. But I say, if you're furious now, wait till it gets wait till it gets made public. I mean, where do you go from that? Keep them away from high buildings and things like that. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, are you furious?
Absolutely not. You know, I was sitting here wondering how I would start this with you, because I thoroughly enjoy it. And since it's Easter season, I could say hallelujah, hallelujah.
Very nice. Okay.
Or I could quote, ding dong, the witch is dead.
No, Pelosi's not retiring. Do you think this will be the end of it, or you think this is going to continue?
I think, unfortunately, in our political world today, in our everyday life, we enjoy this. We don't really care about the impact of what's going on. I think as consumers, we really enjoy all the fodder. It's become entertainment.
It's like WrestleMania. It really is. It's like WrestleMania, where you have two sides, nose to nose, toe to toe, and except WrestleMania is over in one night. This has been 2 years.
And really, I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to knock you out of your chair here. What a waste of money. What a waste of time. There were indictments that did occur and convictions that did occur, but they were collateral damage. I mean, one might say, if I take the Democratic side, that maybe some of the character of some of the people affiliated in the administration is questionable. But if this witch hunt, that seems to be the term, didn't occur, we would have never known. And sometimes, Sandy, I'm getting older, and this is a little naive, but ignorance would have been bliss if I would have saw accomplishment from the people that I voted for, and it affected my everyday life. I might have been happier than to see all the garbage that has occurred at the expense of the welfare.
Yeah, because you're not getting your bang for your buck. When you voted for a person and they're not doing the job that they were sent to Washington to do, then you feel that you should get your money back or get your vote back. But I feel the same way, even with Republicans. I think that when we send people to do our business, it's our business. They should represent us, not their own political party or their own political activities, or nor should illegal intervention into our country. And I see it as they're not getting the job done. Washington is not functioning the way it's supposed to.
I agree with you 100%. And what I would like to ask you, Sandy, is this. Our elected officials, are they in cahoots together to muddy the waters so we're not supposed to notice that they're getting rich and we're getting nothing?
Yeah, I think that conflict is pretty standard in Washington, foreign and domestic. And I think that they don't look at it the same way we do. We want to just get the job done. They see it as a continuation of the job so that they have to stay there. It's like a carpenter who starts building your house. You know, he's going to have to do something, or she's going to have to do something really bad for you to fire her and get another carpenter. So you stay with it. And suddenly you go through another, another group of problems. And I think that's what they do. And then they all have their little cardboard podiums, and they stand in front of them and preach. And meanwhile, the double sword on this is that a lot of them are running for president. So you got two things going on at once, and they'll latch onto this too. You know, we're only about 4 minutes away from this press conference, and I think it'll be interesting. I hope he shows us the structure and how they put this together. Hey, thanks, Dan. Sit back, have some popcorn. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's about 4 minutes. I'm asking you, the Mueller report will be released later today. They have not set a specific time, but the AE, William Barr, his press conference is in 3 minutes, 22 seconds. I like to be exact if I can. So we'll go to that. And keep in mind, we'll cover everything the network covers today. We will take it. We will take commercials and set them to the side. When we can, we'll be able to discuss what's going on. It's a work in progress. We know at 9:30 we have the press conference, but we don't know what time the document will be unveiled. Michael in North Tonawanda, you're on WBEN.
Yes, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Michael. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I just want to make a comment on a comment you made a little while ago. You had said that the Democrats are basically criticizing President Trump without even seeing this Mueller report.
Well, they're furious about the document itself, and they're criticizing Barr. First of all, they loved Barr until, of course, they found out there wasn't anything in that four-page that they could latch onto. And this is centers around the document, but the document centers around the president.
Well, my comment to you is you're praising the report without even seeing it.
I'm not praising it. I'm just saying keep an open mind till you see it. I haven't endorsed it. I haven't even talked about it because I haven't seen it.
Well, don't you think the full report should be released and just...
I think you release what the law says you can release. I don't think that we disregard the law. We're doing this too much now. I don't think we disregard the law because it's convenient for what you want to do now. The law sometimes helps you, and the law sometimes kicks you in the tush. And you've got to be ready for whatever shows up. I haven't endorsed the report. I have no idea what it says. And until when I find out what it says, then we can talk about that. But as of now, I don't feel like I'm endorsing it at all. But I do feel the people that are criticizing it without seeing it are buffoons. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's the best way to describe it. What would you buy without seeing it? Not much. Okay? You might buy a new, a new Rolls Royce or something like that. You might take a chance. But the bottom line is, anything of substance, we wanna see it, we wanna hear it, we wanna feel it, we wanna touch it, we wanna engage it. Yes, especially something as important as this. I want to know who they talk to. I want to, as much as I can, I want to know how they got the information as much as I can. But we can't just lay it open for methods and techniques that they use to get information. So that's part of what will be redacted. But they said it'll be lightly redacted. It's not going to be one big black line going across every bit of text on a piece of paper, which is good. So I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing it and hearing about it. I've got my notes ready to go here. And then I will make a decision based on what I'm hearing and seeing. I will not make a blind decision like the Democrats are doing. So stand by on News Radio 930 WBEN. I assume we're going to go to either the press conference or our newscast. This is like fun, isn't it, boys and girls? We'll be back after this.
He's live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.